morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result in having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi! Welcome to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. I feel fantastic. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. I didn't turn your camera on. I should do that.
That was probably good. They need to see this.
Yeah. I guess I should turn it on there. We got my man, Adam.
What's going on? What's
right
going
next on to me Sunday? In the studio. I got to find your lower third so we can show you. And then, of course, we got my man, Punchy, from Brain Stew Radio and the Nerd Hour and Markout Radio and 360 on 420. And let's see, what else?
A.K.A. the whore of More Like Radio.
Yes. He is the absolute whore. You're a whore. You're a whore. More Like Radio. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Have some fun with us today. We got a lot to do. It's excellent. We've got probably one of the busiest Sundays on More Like Radio ever.
Sunday, ever. Sunday.
And I mean ever. Ever.
A certain Canadian also walked in the Skype, so we'll probably be doing a conversation with a Canadian today.
Yeah.
Hosers?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm in a really good mood.
You seem it. You seem pretty peppy and positive.
I sound better.
You do.
I don't sound like the Jew from Independence Day.
Oy vey, ah.
I keep forgetting his freaking name, but that actor is freaking great. You know, but, you know, I'm just in a really good mood for a couple of reasons. One, it's Thanksgiving week, so happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I know it's a little early, but you know, we got to do what we got to do. That's number one. Number two, Daytime Divas is coming back.
Really?
Yes, they'll be live right after us. Marianne and Kitty are
God.
I know. Come on.
Are they allowed to be on during daytime hours?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're allowed.
All right. So well, I mean, they do have other shows, which kind of are on the more riskier side.
I know. You got Lust and Love on Monday nights, which is awesome. You know, I love all the women here on More Like Radio. There's not many.
Thank you, Mitt Romney. Do you have a book full of them?
Stop it. Yes, I do.
Dark Fox is suggesting that you're happier, Sully, because you got Tail.
I'm pretty much getting married, so yeah.
Yeah. Tail makes everyone happy. That's kind of a universal thing.
I would say so. I would say so. I got a new monitor for my my video switcher. So it's nice LCD. HDTV, which is fantastic. Wow. Well, the other one was starting to, like, shit the bed.
I mean,
big time shit the bed. So I got a cool new monitor for the switcher. I do need to get one, a new part for the laptop that you're on, Adam.
Yep.
For those that you see, you can see my computer here, the other monitor here. And then that gray thing is the MacBook. And I need to get a new S video adapter for it. So I'm waiting on that because we do have an interview for next week.
Oh.
Yes, Blast from the Past. When we first came on the station, we did a segment with an up-and-coming comedian, Brian O'Sullivan. And he did a parody of one of Taylor Swift's songs. And we're going to have him on the show next Sunday,
which is going to
be really cool. And he's going to do it through video.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to actually have him through
Skype
and everything.
Maybe he could do a theme song for us.
That would be really cool if he could, but I like my theme song.
I mean, I like it, but I think like some funny like extra bits theme songs. Maybe we could send him some clips of the show and see what he comes up with to kind of make it.
That, you know, that would be actually
kind
pretty
of,
cool.
You know, bring some of the stuff of the show he's seen, like what he kind of likes. And
then what I could do is I can actually make a video intro. Because we are branching out. I mean, we've always been really branching out because the Sully Show is part of Accidental Punch Productions, which is my production company, and we partner with More Like Radio. So I share everything with everybody because I'm awesome, whether you guys like it or not. That's how I roll. But we've been putting up the Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and I already invited Punchy and Adam to – they wanted to start doing a little sports segment for like 15 minutes or so. To help with the YouTubes,
yeah,
with the YouTube videos, and get more subscribers.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly.
Now, people, now that we've gotten you that, I want you to put your left hand on your chest and repeat after me. We, the people. I'm just on the show. You see, I do many that my show bits kind of meld in.
Yeah, I feel like they just kind of like randomly just pop in there. It's like, wrong show, got to go back.
Gosh, son of a bitch.
Shit.
That's reserved for Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that's happening today, aside from Daytime Divas is coming back, is right after them, The Shoot is still live. They're always live. I always forget to plug their show because there is a gap in between our show. So, guys at The Shoot, I'm sorry. I do love the show. They have a great show.
They really do.
I just keep forgetting to plug the show.
Now, fuck you. I'm going to shamelessly unplug you now.
Screw you. See you later. Whatever.
Can I point out, they do have one of the most misleading titles, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of do.
It's not about money shots?
No.
No, it's not about, like, you hear The Shoot and you think wrestling, like it's just all wrestling, but it's not.
Guns.
It's a really good show either way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think they used to be all wrestling.
I think so.
Now, MLR crew, I know you know this already. But the Sully Show does have non-MLR people listening also. So
score.
So it's a good
score.
Way. Yeah. So when I explain a show that everyone in the chat in MLR already knows well, it's because I'm explaining it to people who might not be in the MLR chat or might not know MLR that well.
Indeed. Also, later tonight, WWE Survivor Series. So Mark Out Radio will be live with their post-Survivor Series show.
That's cool.
So make sure you tune in and check that out. Dark Fox is going to call in a little bit because I still didn't give my picks for Survivor Series.
Oh.
And he reminded me in the chat room, and I'm like, we were just talking about
it.
Son of a bitch.
Are they still doing the team on team, like the 5-on-5 teams?
Yeah.
I feel like they've gotten away from that from so many years. It's like this year I'm like, oh, they're throwing together a team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. And I'm like,
no. Like,
it seems like they've always had, in the past when I watched them in the past, it always seemed like the teams had something on the line, something big, whether it was a title shot for somebody or something was going on. I feel like they've just gone away from highlighting the main objective of Survivor Series, kind of like, and that's kind of why I don't like it.
You know? And I'm sure Dark Fox and Punchy would agree with me. It's not the way it used to be.
It's not.
And I loved when Survivor Series was every single match was a Survivor Series match, and it was a tournament. And you know, when three guys got eliminated, the next two had to continue on and go on against a team with five guys. Yeah. I miss that.
Here's the thing, though. The two actual Survivor Series matches that are going to be in this event, both are actually centered around either one big feud or multiple little feuds.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, the Divas one is 7-on-7.
I like 7-on-7 girls. That's always a good idea.
See, now that's too much. He's calling me on the wrong one. Hold on. Dark Fox, let me call you because it's coming up on the wrong computer.
Go on against a team with five guys. Yeah. I miss that.
That's a good plug.
Yeah.
I miss five guys. That's a good plug for you.
Got to mute. Dark Fox.
Sorry. Totally fucking forgot. That's how bad I am. I don't call into shows like this anymore.
You just failed Radio 101. Shame on you.
Oh, listen, I've never claimed to be a radio professional. I'm just an asshole.
All right.
I can appreciate that.
Makes sense. Dark Fox, would you agree with me that you know the Survivor Series is not what it used to be when we were younger?
It is dead. The Survivor Series, as we knew it, is dead.
Yes.
They throw together gimmick matches, and let's be brutally honest here, as much as Punchy enjoys Cesaro, and as much as I enjoy 99 Heart, both of their matches are just total and complete gimmick matches.
Pretty much.
Agreed. They're gimmick matches, but like for the example of the one that Cesaro's in, 3/5 of both teams are good in ring.
Yeah, but they're so good, you don't need to put them in a ring together. They can hold their own without having to be in this gigantic... They're never going to get... If Cesaro gets a swing in, I'll be shocked.
All right. I can see that.
It'll be either on Ray or Cody.
All right, but before we continue on, if anyone wants to call in and be a part of this conversation, I do have a phone number.
Super nerd out right now. This is like super nerd.
We are nerding out
right now. Although I will say though, I think the like Survivor Series I watched as a kid. It was they've gone away from the tag team teams that were so great in the 80s and even like the 90s, and now it's to the point it's like, oh, let's throw together a team. It doesn't really work. They don't push them. And then there's nothing on the line. I think a few years ago they had a lot more things on the line where teams would actually get built up and they would pick their teams and it would be more exciting to kind of say, well, who's this guy going to pick? And it would be like a shocker. They're going to pick this one guy to be on the team. And I think they've gone away from the buildup. And I think right now, like WWE for me, kind of watching it here and there, this whole like authority thing is reminiscent of like 1990s all over again with Vince McMahon.
Come on, say it.
McMahon-Helmsley era and say authority.
Corporation.
The corporate ministry. Exactly. It's a recycle, which means WWE has lost its way. It continues to go basically just because the only real big entity other than TNA, which really isn't that great.
And that's why I kind of don't watch it. Chime in. Give us a call, 1-860-506-5312. That's 860-506-5312. And you can join in the chat.
Well, they are trying to rehash the corporation to the point where the enforcers of the corporation are all dressed like the big boss man who is one of the corporation enforcers.
Yeah, that's just lame. I don't know.
What's next, the NWO coming back for the 40th time? Come on.
What would have been cool is if you had a Survivor Series match where you had the Shield and the Wyatts against someone else, because there's natural heat between the two of them, so it would be an interesting match. The way it is now, though, it's kind of just a foregone conclusion.
Here's what they probably done. Add the Wyatt family. As big of a fan of Cesaro as I am, take the Real Americans out of that match and put them in, and take Cody and Goldust out of that match.
All right, I could see that.
And then add Punk and Brian, and add Harper and Rowan to that match. And then
Punk's,
you have
just
the world
wants his boy challenging for the title. That's all he wants.
Well, the title shot, it would have made more sense on a pay-per-view than it would have made on a throwaway SmackDown. Because let's face it, the Raw and SmackDown before the pay-per-view are throwaway shows at this point.
All right.
Well, I mean...
Well, you know what? I kind of miss a pay-per-view every couple of months. I've never really liked a pay-per-view every month.
I stopped paying for it so long ago.
I think
I
everybody
stopped watching
has.
It. Yeah. It's not what it used to be. It's gone so far away, and you don't feel like you get your money's worth half the time. Even WrestleMania, there's maybe one match if I watch a WrestleMania where I'm like, that was a great match. Other than that, there's terrible build up to half the matches. They throw it together a month out. It's no build up. It's nothing like it used to be. They have all that talent and they waste it half the time. So for me, it's not exciting. I don't get surprised anymore turning it on. Like, what's going to happen at all?
You know, you have an excellent point, because WWE has now redone the way they track their ratings. And now Raw is 3 separate hours and they add together the viewing audience of all 3 hours. And then they tell their investors that they have between 12 and 13 million viewers on a Monday, when in reality, they only have 4.
Right.
Back in the 90s, they had in the mid 20s, early 30s, millions of viewers a week.
Yeah.
It's just weird now. Yeah, I missed, you know, seeing wrestling on a Monday, and then 2 months later, 3 months later, you had WrestleMania, and then you're watching it on a Monday again, and all of a sudden, 4 months later, you had Survivor Series,
yeah,
SummerSlam, the Royal Rumble, the big ones, the Big Five. I miss just the Big Five.
You know what I miss? War Games. I was a huge, honestly, WCW fan for a lot of years.
Look, he's marking out, guys.
I was a huge...
He's marking out to a good company. I'll forgive that.
Huh? So what?
Well, he's marking out to a good company. I'll forgive that. I loved War Games.
Yeah, War Games was great. The Horsemen. I remember when Hogan came back and with the Outsiders, then they had the big thing where they did that twist with the fake Sting. That was a great... Like, back in those days, WCW had some great storylines when... And when this in the later part of the 90s and everything, where they actually had some surprising factors and built up some talent that was worthwhile. Yeah. And I really enjoyed the fact of Hogan going bad because nobody ever wanted to do it. I feel like if John Cena did it, it'd be the same thing.
I'm sorry. Red Sox just came in the chat room and goes, did I just tune into Markout Radio?
Yeah, you did, Scott Summers.
We're promoting.
We're invading. We're invading.
We're promoting Markout Radio since they have a post show for Survivor Series later tonight. I like your response, Dark Fox.
Well, it's true. Come on now.
We don't swear as much.
It is. You know, we like to talk about pretty much everything, and wrestling's one of the things. Video games, movies, dumbasses, you know, racist things that piss me off. Directors that piss me off.
Boobs.
We love boobs.
Big fan of boobs.
We love boobs. By the way, Danielle and Greg are not here. They're working
good
today.
Good segue into with boobs. With Danielle.
Danielle and Greg are not here today. JT was going to show up for the first 15 minutes of the show. But
he had a sheep he had to deal with?
Well, the job that he has, since we have Thanksgiving this week, he has to do 40 hours in 4 days.
Oh,
so he's doing 10 hours today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just so he can get the 40 hours out of the way and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
That's good.
So I really can't blame him for that. But at the same time, you know, we miss JT. JT is an integral part of the show, and he's trying to come back. So that'll be awesome. So before we go on, Dark Fox, I need to give you my picks.
Yes. Do you know the match order? I put it in the... like radio group, or I can just tell you on the air, whatever works.
You can tell me on the air, and I'll pretty much do whatever I need to do.
Good call. Wow, and I'm the one failing at radio. All right, so the pre-show is Miz and Kofi.
What was that, Punchy?
I said, is Sully a bow lever?
Oh, God. I hope not.
Oh, God.
Like Sully. I don't want to disown him.
Hang on. You know what, Dark Fox? I've got a great response for that.
What the fuck is a bow leader?
Bow lever.
Oh, like a beaver thing? Like
no, it's the NXT World Heavyweight Champion who's fucking horrible.
I don't watch NXT.
Dude, you should watch NXT. It's better than...
Yeah, it's actually very good, other than their champion. It's
you know what they did good with the NXT? The Nexus. That was the only thing they ever did that was really, I thought was good. It's like, oh, wow, let's take all these guys you never heard of, and now basically... three or four of them are huge names now.
Yeah.
Well, what they did was NXT, as it is now, used to be is their developmental system. It used to be Florida Championship Wrestling, and then they rebranded it.
Do they still use Ohio Valley?
No, that's gone.
No.
Okay.
TNA but does.
Here's my response to Punchy's question. And let's move on. Sorry, Punchy.
Took him out back and shot him. Good job.
I did. So, all right. So, what do we got here, Dark Fox?
We got a pre-show with Miz and Kofi. Pretty much no build-up to this other than Miz turning heel.
I'm going to go with the Miz on this one because, let's face it, they really haven't been using Kofi to the potential that they should be using him.
Well, he's the wrong color to be used at the right potential.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, too soon?
Oh, are you telling me WWE is racist? Come on.
I'm going to let
look who they have as their IC champion. That's not racist at all.
No.
Still got the white belt, so no, it's not racist at all.
Hey, Dark Fox, Pancake Patterson, not racist at all.
No.
Actually, I have a story about that white intercontinental.
Well, get the gun.
I'm trying to get my picks done because we got to move on.
All right, I'll say it after the picks. But.
All right. We got the Divas cast going up against the quote-unquote wrestlers.
All right. Now, I know there's certain points that we got to do with that, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, first, let's just pick the winning team.
All right. Winning team, I'm going to go with the wrestlers on this one.
All right. And then you have to pick the actual pinning person and the person who got pinned.
Wow. Oh. Yeah,
that's where we're having some fun with those ones, because those are the ones that are worth a point.
Wow. All right. let's see. Okay, so what do we got here? We've got on the Divas team, we got the Bellas, right?
No.
Yep.
No?
No. You got Natalya, the Bellas, the Funkadelic.
All right, so the Divas team, we have the Bellas.
Essentially, yes. Essentially. So far, you've got that.
Hold on, Red Sox just said, I hope Punchy doesn't talk a lot on the show, which is which is unlikely because I can't stand these close-ups of his face. Hi to everybody in the chat room, by the way.
And it gets brutal already.
All right. So for the Totally Divas team, we've got Natalya, the Bellas, the Funkadactyls, JoJo, and Eva Marie. All right. And the wrestlers, we have AJ, Tamina, Caitlin, Rosa Mendez, Summer Rae, Oksana, and Alicia Fox.
And who's the Divas champ?
AJ.
AJ. All right, I'm saying AJ's going to win overall. Like she's going to be the last survivor of that one. Wow, just because there's seven, it is really hard to choose.
I love 7-on-7 girls. It's like the favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, but that'll never happen.
Terry Lawler now.
I think she should win by the Hucklebuck.
Sully, can I help you out Bellas. Here?
Yeah, help me out here, Punchy.
Dark Fox, I'm going to help Sully out. I'm going to say, here are the people who are not going to be involved in the winning pinfall.
All right.
Ava Marie or Joe, well, actually, no, the Funkadactyls.
Right, they won't be involved at all.
Right.
Nikki Bella.
Probably not, yep.
I mean, if anything with Nikki, it'll probably, she'll be in there a while. But
and then get,
I think Natalya will be the last one with AJ.
Natalya and AJ?
Yeah.
So right. If you pick the Divas team, it's either going to be Natalya, Brie, or they'll give one of the newbies the final win. Now, if it's the wrestlers team, it's not going to be Summer Rae, not going to be Oksana, not going to be Rosa Mendez, not going to be Alicia Fox. Probably won't be Tamina.
It probably won't be Caitlyn either.
Yes. It'll the last pinfall will somehow involve AJ.
Well, and that's why I'm saying, you know, AJ's. I think AJ's going to take the whole thing.
And
realistically, I think you're looking at Natty or Brie to get picked.
Yeah. I all right. With that one, I would say Brie.
Okay.
Only because of what's going on with the show and them tying it in together, and which I knew they were going to do from the start. But that's besides the point. So, yeah, let's go with Brie on that one.
All right, the next one's also Survivor Series match, 5-on-5. The Rhodes Boys, Usos, and Rey Mysterio has been added to that one officially, taking on The Shield and The Real Americans. So you got to pick the team and then pick the pinner and the pinny.
All right, I'm going to go with Rhodes and Mysterio and the Usos there.
Okay.
They're gonna win it, and I honestly think because Rey Mysterio is coming back, he's going to be the one who gets the winning pinfall.
Okay.
And this will be one of those matches where it will not count towards the Shield's losing numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll get they'll get eliminated, but not until the very end.
All right, so who's the last one that's gonna eat that last pinfall?
So the last pinfall that they're gonna eat is going to be what's his name? Ambrose there.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that makes sense because I think of the three, they'll probably have Roman eliminate a bunch of the face team and
Absolutely.
Then get eliminated right after.
Absolutely.
Now's the giveaway match for the IC title: Big E Langston, the new champ, against Axel, the old champ.
Yeah, Langston wins.
There you go. And then Punk and Brian getting pulled out of his entire storyline, by the way, to take on the Wyatt family members, Harper and Rowan.
Is this even a question?
What?
Punk
what?
And Brian versus Harper and Rowan.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to say Punk and Brian.
All right. And then we've got Super Cena and his Mexican counterpart.
Super Cena. Yeah. Is he like Super Shredder?
Cena against his Mexican counterpart. That's why I'm calling this one.
All right. I'm going to say
G.I. Jose versus Super Cena, the Marine.
Yep. I'm going to say Super Cena on this one.
Super Cena. Hey. All right. And then we've got the Big Show versus the Big Slow.
Ah, yes. The Big Slow is going to win.
Oh, you're calling Orton for this one, huh? It's a fairly common one.
The only reason is they like Punchy and I were talking about this before the show came on the air, and we're in agreement. They're not using the Big Show to what they should be using him as. Yep. Again,
I'm sorry. WWE doesn't use talent that they should be.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Kane, who has been the biggest guy and everything like that for so many years, and gets two title reigns, and one of them is like a 24-hour title reign in 1998. Yeah, good call.
Exactly.
Good call. Bring the guy back who's like literally can destroy the Undertaker back and forth, and then let's not use him.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, good call. There's been an addition to the pay per view.
Say what?
A Ryback Open Challenge.
Oh, God. You wanted to throw that in there just to throw me under the bus, you son of a bitch.
Is the Master Lock back?
No. I refreshed the Wikipedia page, and it was just added.
All right.
There really is. And I'm guessing because Sheamus is in town, I'm guessing that's going to be to bring Sheamus back.
I was about to say, wasn't he out hurt?
Where's that redheaded bastard been at?
He's been hurt.
Legit hurt or like vacation hurt?
Legit.
Okay.
Ripped a shoulder muscle hurt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Had to have it surgically reattached.
I can't even believe Cena came back after that elbow thing I saw. That was hideous.
And yet, some people take 6 months to come back.
He's like, no, I'll do it in three.
Listen,
whatever.
I can make the jokes because at least the guy that I mark out for doesn't delete all of his tweets.
Well, that is true, but I'm pretty sure the WWE is the one doing that because all he does is piss people off.
But you know what? Is his Twitter WWE Ryback?
No, it's Ryback 22, but what he ends up doing is he gets into Twitter fights with the marks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All he does is get into Twitter wars with like every like little kids that have seen a pictures as their profile pictures on Twitter will start just bashing the shit out of Ryback, and he will literally say that his mother should have spit out the sperm that made him.
Oh my God,
and just
awesome.
Like yeah, horrible but, stuff.
What Dark Fox is saying is Ryback is the Royce of the WWE locker room.
Yeah. And Royce loves a good Twitter war. He really does.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. WWE feels like in the PG era, maybe they shouldn't have Twitter wars, but they're hilarious. There's nothing more funny than a Twitter war.
Nothing greater than when an actual wrestler WWE responds to shit that the fans say.
You know, I have to agree with both of you on this, mainly for the reason it's entertainment.
Yeah, isn't that like the third initial in your name, Vince?
Entertainment.
Are you not sports entertained?
I am.
Not really.
Oh, and
all right. Ryback Open Challenge, huh?
Yeah. This won't be an official pick, I don't think. But I'm guessing the Open Challenge acceptor is going to be Sheamus.
Dark Fox, you make this a bonus pick.
Do you want to make the Ryback thing a bonus pick?
Make it a bonus pick. Here's what we need to do with the bonus pick. Who's going to come out and challenge Ryback?
Hornswoggle.
And who's going to win?
Hornswoggle.
Actually, Adam, you know what?
Because Sheamus will interfere, knock him the hell out,
exactly.
Do a little splash, and pin him.
Exactly, because they're both Irish.
Yeah, guys are all just out to get me, you sons of bitches. I hate you all.
My is Sheamus. Winner is Sheamus.
No, I have to agree with you on that, Punchy. I think it'll be Sheamus.
And I do feel like that this is going to be a Ryback burial because it happened. It was announced the same day he deleted his tweets.
So you think Ryback's getting fired?
No, this is going to be a spanking from WWE.
Like
spanked for now. He's already gotten Paul taken away. What did he do now?
Well, yeah. I mean,
what did he do now? 60s move, saucer nipples.
What's that? Shark teeth, Goldberg 2.0?
Can't control either of those. Those are appearances. Can't control that. You can get an operation to get your fucking nipples resized. And you can also stop using moves that Ric Flair used when he debuted.
Well, when they get pops from the crowd, why change them? Oh, and he used other moves aside from 60 moves in the Independence. Watch a few matches from his from there.
Yeah, he won't ever guilt to
these two are about to jizz all over each other's faces over the internet.
They're like...
It's a money shot war via the internet.
This is one of those shows that, you know, I really don't care what happens, but damn, these two are freaking hysterical.
Hey, you know what? At least Cesaro never looked like a gay cowboy in the main roster.
See,
of course not. He just yodeled.
this is how you
he does
know.
Have a point.
This is how you know that everybody at More Like Radio just loves everybody else, because we're just screwing everybody.
All we do is just seethe vitriol at each other, and everyone thinks that it's real, and then we're all doing it with big fucking shitting smiles on our faces.
Meanwhile, you know, then we have something like the anniversary event where we're all having beer with everybody.
Hey, Dark Fox, at least when...
still not a poll.
At least when Cesaro is compared to Statham, it's a good comparison, as opposed to the Goldberg comparison for Ryback.
That's a good point. Hillbilly Jim has a good point.
Is that the idea?
Hillbilly Jim has a good point.
Very good point.
I can't even say anything against that, because it's absolutely true. And that big dummy wants to face him too at WrestleMania. What an idiot.
I would like to see Goldberg come out, just spear Ryback, and come back and just walk back out. That would be awesome. Yeah. Like, he just comes out, like,
comes from the
bam,
crowd, shield
just spears him, done.
To quote Jim Cornette, Ryback has about 7 moves, and that's including the hair flip.
All right, so Ryback's got the open challenge. I'm going to go with Punchy on this one and say that Sheamus is going to come out and just kick his ass.
Yeah, that's if it's anybody else, I'd be shocked. And I do have a story, the story that I want to mention about the Intercontinental title. Cody Rhodes... I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway.
Boring. Yeah,
sure. Cody Rhodes actually paid for that belt with his name. Don't care.
Punchy, just say the story. Don't let Adam freaking derail
Sully,
you.
I want
Come
that
on.
Clipped. I want the snoring clipped. I want to use it tonight.
I know.
Go for it.
I'd say Cody Rhodes paid for that belt for the belt to be made. Snoring douches.
Okay, good. Go on.
Son of
boring.
A
boring.
Remind me to get that clip for you. Oh, man, that made me cry.
Gary's doing his picks in chat.
Now, what else do we got? Are there any other matches? What do we got here?
Red Sox is trolling Dark Fox now. He said, Ryback versus Cully, match of the year is my prediction.
I love how you say he's trolling me now. That's what he's been doing since the inception of the show.
I was about to say, you know, it's Red Sox, man.
You, me, Greenway.
And you know, honestly, Red Sox is just like Rich in Arizona. He is a really loyal listener. He listens to like every single show. It's great.
That's great.
It is.
He's the intern for the Marianne specific shows.
Red Sox, Punchy even gets shit on here. I love it.
Yes.
I think that's the new, more like radio motto. We shit on Punchy.
Red Sox. Now, this is just a message for Red Sox. Where do you think Punchy came from?
Yeah, it came from me getting my balls busted. And also, Red Sox,
and
relax, get some rest. I know you got to prepare to play Scott Summers in the next X-Men movie.
Oh, shit.
And I disagree with Gary's pin prediction. Just because I think
you can't disagree with it. You're not allowed to disagree with it at all, especially since Rich in Arizona gave Cesaro the pin in his predictions. So you can't disagree.
Here's why. I don't even think that the real Americans are going to be the first ones of that team eliminated.
Oh, that's entirely possible. I mean,
they're kind of the add-on to that match.
Squirrel!
I got...
Sorry. So do we have any other matches?
Nope, that is all she wrote.
That's all
the official ones, anyways. We'll see what happens.
Sweet.
Adam.
Sweet.
Adam, Ray pin Zeb on top of Jack Swagger.
Non-swagger. That man has as much appeal as a wall. Seriously. Right. And he sounds like Sylvester. Thuckery, thuckatath. You guys,
he has the baby teeth. Every time he smiles, I get creeped out.
There you go.
He looks way too much like a roided up Gary Busey.
He's not even that roided up, because he's not even cut. He like doesn't even look cut. He looks just like a big like wrestler type and everything. He's like, you guys should definitely take me seriously.
Adam, here's the thing, though. You don't have to be cut to be obviously taking steroids, because Jack Thwagger has had backing.
I think that's from now on how we should say his name like that. Jack
Thwagger. Jack Thwagger. Thwagger.
In Jack Thwagger America.
I love how they're like, the real Americans have a guy who's clearly not American.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They've been explaining to defend the gimmick that's obviously an awkward situation for the gimmick of the real Americans. They did kind of go out of their way to say that he immigrated the right way. is how Coulter put it. Like, and that's the explanation they've given. It's a flimsy explanation. It's a flimsy explanation of an excuse to just pair two guys they were doing nothing with together. But it's still, they've given an in-story explanation. It's not like there's like, hey, he's from America. No, they've acknowledged that fact.
He looks like Wreck-It Ralph in that picture you posted.
Kind of does,
but... I'm going to wreck it!
Look at the size of that Jack, for Christ's sake.
Jack Swagger looks like if Zach Morris took steroids.
All right. We need to move on now.
All right.
Because we're running out of show, and we got a lot to do because we got a lot to talk about. Dark Fox, you want to stay on?
Sure, absolutely. Why not?
Excellent.
I'll stay on completely, just ruin your show for you. That's fantastic.
Sweet.
A ratings plunge just went down by 3 points.
Seriously, I always tell everybody that I love when other people come on the show from other shows because I love doing the cross-promotion thing. It's awesome.
So, Sully, can we call this the number two comedy reality radio show in the world?
Oh, yes. Yes. No. 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah, we're 1.5.
Still not a poll.
Still not a poll.
Yeah, got to overtake that juggernaut known as Live from the Morgue.
Hashtag still not a poll.
And seriously, talk about how badly she poisoned the well. I can't plug anything I do writing-wise thanks to that bitch.
And you're a better writer.
It's not exactly setting the bar high, Sully.
I know, but you're still a better writer.
Yeah, that's like saying that someone is a better wrestler than Hulk Hogan.
Jesus Christ, shut up. Quit bearing my poor Ryback.
I said Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Terry? You can't call him Hulk Hogan
listen,
anymore.
The leg drop is an effective move.
Actually, he's not Terry anymore. He's Hogan Mark One.
Hogan? Oh, jeez.
Yes, we have rechristened on Mark already. We rechristened everyone Hogans. See, Hulk Hogan is Hogan Mark One. Triple H is Hogan Mark Two. John Cena is Hogan Mark Three. And Ryback is quickly becoming everyone's favorite Hogan Mark Four.
Wait, what about The Rock?
There's no Rock. Rock actually had charisma. And as much as I was annoyed by him, he actually had charisma and could wrestle.
That's true.
And yeah, I do picture eventually Ryback will trade in his Goldberg Mark II chassis for a Hogan Mark IV chassis.
Oh, boy.
All this because fucking Meltzer compared their appearances. Thank you, Dave. Really.
You're welcome.
And Punk is Roddy Piper Mark II.
Yes, he is.
You know, honestly, yeah. I can see that because Punk's got a lot of respect for Piper.
And I dubbed Ziggler the... what did I dub him again?
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Macho Man.
Rick Rude 2.
Rick Rude 2?
Yeah.
That's what his son... His son's Rick Rude 2.
It doesn't... No. He acts more like Rick Rude, though. Right. Like, just dickheadness.
All right, we got to do this.
It's stupid calendar time.
Oh, shit.
Yay. Okay.
This is going to be stupid.
Stupid calendar time. Whether you guys like it or not, just
Dark Fox, feel free to like put a bullet in your head for some of these. Okay? Just give you the there you go.
Did it for him. What I do is I have this wonderful stupid calendar and I go through all the days of the week. And since we didn't have a show last week, sorry guys, I was holding my little niece and playing with her. She was so cute. I love her. This is so adorable. But anyway, this one's for Monday, the 18th of November. Hey, this is a tech support conversation. You want to be the tech support or the customer?
Sure. I'll be the tech support.
All right. You can be the tech support there. Here you go. So what we do is we go through the days and we make fun of them and crack some jokes.
Jellio, good fun. Okay, just going to need to take your contact details.
This is tech support. Get the right language, please.
Yeah. This is real tech support, all right?
No,
this is one of those British Indian people, okay?
British
Indian people. Yeah, right. It's a real thing. Maybe you should... be more cultured, okay? They're not all like, hello, what would you like to do?
Yes,
like,
they
none
are.
Of that.
Yes,
it's okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I'm just going to need to take your contact details so I can try and trace your order. Could you give me your address and your phone number?
I don't have a phone.
What?
How are we speaking now?
I don't know.
Name that state it came from and pick where they were actually calling from. I'm going with Alabama County Jail.
I'm laughing at Dark Fox's reaction. What?
They get worse. Don't worry.
He didn't miss a beat. What?
Dude, this weed is the shit.
This will make you feel good.
Florida old age home.
There you go. Florida old age home.
Good point.
When it's a story of ridiculousness, it's always Florida.
It is usually Florida.
All right, this is for the 19th. Reporter and an owner. Another dialogue. You want to be the reporter or the owner?
I'll be the owner this time.
All right. So I will be the reporter here.
Gotta get into my.
This is on Radio 4th. I am standing outside the bicycle shop with the owner. So tell me, what do you sell?
Bicycles.
And go.
That wasn't that funny. It was more like obvious.
Yeah.
Who makes these I want to know who makes the stupid calendars. You know, because...
Well, I can tell you, actually.
Clearly, they're not trying very hard sometimes.
I can tell you. It's Ross and Catherine Petrus.
Ross and Catherine?
Yep, Ross and Catherine
Petrus. That sounds
like a spinoff Petrus. From Friends. I was about to say the same thing.
Hey, Ross and Catherine, you guys are the smartest and funniest people I know. Yeah, we are.
I've got their address and their web address. You can go to www.stupidest.com and you can get the daily stuff, and the stuff online is different from the stuff they print. Go figure. This one's for the 20th. This is football player commentator Troy Aikman on the Packers. Hammy, don't listen to this one. Actually, no. Listen to this one.
Hashtag injury.
So Troy Aikman says... They're going to keep running the ball, even when they're not running the ball. Go.
And this is why we need to look more into concussions.
Punchy? Punchy's got nothing.
Punchy's got nothing. Is he watching a commercial about food? What's going on over there?
Punchy, what happened? Punchy, there you are.
Yes, hi, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear for a second. What's up?
Did you zone out because you saw a Hot Pockets commercial?
No, I didn't zone out. I just had to fiddle with the wire here.
I don't want to know what you're doing below the screen. Okay.
Screw you guys. I'm going to get heroin with my mom.
See, these are part of the show no matter what. So I said they're going to keep running the ball even when they're not running the ball. That was Troy Aikman.
Oh my God.
On the Packers.
And can I ask, how is Aikman the lead commentator?
Why do they have Shannon Sharp on? Hey guys, there's something I want to tell you. So the key is that really is you want to get down to on the defense. They need to stop the ball because that's what's really going to happen here.
Stopping the ball? No.
Seriously, I mean, do they just throw a rabbit or a random number in a hat and somebody picks out of it and? That's who's going to be an announcer. It's like watching Ray Lewis trying to, he's now trying to be an analyst. It's brutal. It's brutal. It's like he tries to give motivational speeches no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know what's worse?
What?
Emmitt Smith as a commentator.
Ooh, Mufasa.
All right. This is for the 21st. Actual bureaucratic definitions. Dark Fox, you might like this one. I'm going to give you the definition, and then I want you guys to guess what the word is.
All right? Okay.
Reutilization marketing yard. Go for it, Adam. Reutilization marketing yard.
The bullshit stick?
Punchy, can't hear you again.
The shit stick.
Okay.
Destroying the name.
And Dark Fox.
Sounds a lot like something that Ron Paul would say.
The actual word for the definition is junkyard.
Okay.
Makes sense. All right, this is, here's the next one. excuse me. Natural amenity unit.
What?
Natural amenity unit. Adam?
Racial profiling?
Punchy?
Well, I'll go with a different version of what he just said. Police work.
All right. And Dark Fox.
A bush to take a ship behind?
Very close. An outhouse.
Oh.
Congratulations, Dark Fox. Not bad. Not bad at all. Hope I pronounce this right. Organoleptic analysis. Go for it.
I'd say Oregon Electric Analysis.
Oregon, like Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Which sucks because anytime you try to go through the river, you always crash and lose all your supplies. Everyone dies.
I'm going to get us like an organizational chart or something, a hierarchy, some kind of thing like that.
All right. Dark
Fox. What's the phrase again?
Organoleptic analysis.
A blow getting a hand job.
Well, you're all wrong. It's a smell, apparently.
What?
Yeah. Smell. Go video. All right, this is for the 22nd. This is in a hotel brochure in Kuming, China. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, there go the jokes. And it's Kunming.
Yeah, when they talk about that town Kunming. In the past tense, it's came.
Kunming. Kuming, China.
Kuming.
So this is in the brochure. We're working hard so as to make you satisfactory.
Is okay. that for white tourists to come by?
We'll make it hard. You'll make a sacrifice, ha. Huh?
Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, God. They all want me.
Rob, you wrong time.
God, it was for dinner. All right, this is for the 23rd.
Goddamn Mongolians break down my shitty wall.
You almost made me spit something out. No comment. No comment. No comment.
That's not all that weird to you.
You're going to sound clip that, aren't you?
Yep.
So nice and clean,
too. You better
sound
clip your I like the 5-on-5 guys thing earlier you said. You better use that then.
All right, no problem.
I like the idea of 5-on-5 guys.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope. This is radio host Greg James, and this is to a caller. Name a vegetable beginning with the letter X. Adam?
With the letter X?
Yes. A vegetable that begins with the letter X.
I'm going to pass.
All right. Punchy.
I don't know. I'm going to take a guess, but I just feel like whatever it really is probably harder to pronounce than McManamy. So I'm going to say xylophone.
All right. Dark Fox. A vegetable that starts with X.
A vegetable that starts with the letter X. Mm-hmm. Professor X.
All right. The caller chose asparagus. What?
Alabama education is paying off. Yes.
No child
right,
left
though,
behind.
They're the only school that recycles McDonald's menus for their diplomas. Awesome. Yeah.
What Adam's not pointing out, though, is that he's talking about Alabama, the college.
But I'm
Roll Tide. Hey, we may not be able to spell xylophone, but we can run. We can run, and we can pass the ball goods.
We can.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
It's the only college that has all black players, and that's the only people that are actually at the college that are black. Like, have you seen those?
No.
They actually, on their website a couple weeks ago, somebody spotted out, they photoshopped a black guy onto a white guy's body, and they missed the hand. Whoops. Like, that's diversity. This guy's so diverse, half his body's white.
Would that be considered racial profiling?
I don't. If you profile a hand, it's okay, I guess. I mean.
But you're substituting an entire white guy for a black guy. I think that's a little racist.
Maybe they couldn't find a halvesies in Alabama.
Hand mark two?
There you go! That'll do it. All right, this is for today, the 24th. This is Brigham Young University football coach Bronco Mendenhall commenting on a humiliating loss to Utah State University. It was a myriad of a couple of things.
A myriad of a couple of things?
Yes, a myriad.
Thank God he didn't say migraine of a couple of things.
Yeah, myriad.
Wow.
Myriad.
Myriad. You know what? I'm getting less and less like comfortable with humanity, and I'm going to start building a bunker now because I feel we've come to a society where it's just filled with too many dumbasses and inbreds and cousin fuckers.
And that's why I do this show every Sunday.
We're just saving all too many children growing up. That's the
Screw the No Child Left Behind. It's
sticking
evolution.
Something in an electrical outlet. Just
we
let him
need
do it.
More ritual sacrifices.
I think we should start naming it instead of Dumbass of the Week. It should be the Darwin of the Week. Like the
oh, that's
Darwin
a whole different. No, that's a whole nother category, my friend.
Like, oh man,
we should do that at the end of the year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's like the guy's like, oh, I have a Komodo dragon for a pet, and like, why? Like, you're just asking for trouble.
Now listen, Komodo dragons are very nice. All right.
Aren't they also highly poisonous?
Yes, and yes, they are.
They're highly deadly, and they chew up Wes Welker's legs. I mean, seriously.
I know. Oh, so that's our stupid calendar for today. By the end of the year, I'm not happy with this year's stupid calendar.
I'm not. Overall, I felt it was not stupid.
Last
it was more
year
like,
was so much better.
I feel like the calendar was like that guy in, that tries to tell all those like funny jokes, but they come up really short. At a party,
you
and
Dennis?
You're just kind of like, damn, you beat me to it.
I mean, he is the most vocal on More Like Radio. Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's because he's on every show.
No, Dennis isn't on every show, is he? I don't think he is.
Oh,
I don't think he is. what
he tries so hard.
Wow, I missed an entire conversation in the chat room. Holy shit. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Join us. Dark Fox is in there. Western Echo's in there. We're all in there. Red Sox is in there. Purple Jesus is in there, but I don't think he's actually.
Purple Jesus?
Yeah, from Tattoos and Touchdowns. Ah. He's in there. Gary from the Shoots in there. Everybody's in there. And, of course, we have the Monster Brawl that will be starting.
That is such a terrible movie. Yeah, such a terrible movie.
You mean terribly awesome? Yes.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm sorry.
Terribly awesome.
I watched that movie and I was like, God, and my IQ just went down 42 points.
Like,
oh.
Son of a bitch. So, anyway. So what? Huh?
Lance Henriksen was the narrator.
No, oh, yeah. Man.
You only like it because there was like pro wrestlers in it and everything. You got like a boner and stuff when Kevin Nash showed up.
Kurgan played Frankenstein, all right?
You were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, do you Google wrestlers and movies and just like have a collection in your house?
No, actually,
you probably own the Marine on Blu-ray, don't you?
I actually saw the trailer on the Nerd Hour once and downloaded the movie. Like that's how I heard of Monster Brawl. I had no clue Kevin Nash was in it until like after I downloaded it.
Speaking of trailers, anybody watched Doctor Who 50th anniversary yesterday?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Fantastic is what I thought.
Now, you don't watch Doctor Who.
I've never watched Doctor Who.
So you're okay.
I can't weigh in on this.
No, Adam. He doesn't watch Doctor Who. Dark Fox, did you watch Doctor Who?
I've never even seen one episode.
Oh, all right. So that's okay. So whatever I ruin is good then.
That's good.
You guys won't mind. I thought it was actually really awesome. They did a really good job tying everything together. And for those that are fans of Doctor Who, yeah, good luck, because they just said, fuck you, we're going to change everything on you now.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! Guess what?
Yeah, but what I like is that they did it in a way that doesn't make everything that happened before this obsolete.
Yeah.
Like, they tied it all together. Previous two incarnations forgot everything that happened, so they're going to go into it. And now you can watch the regular seasons, not thinking, all right, well, this doesn't mean anything now because he doesn't know. Now he knows that, Gallifrey, he didn't destroy them. But he doesn't know. They forgot it because of the whole time stream thing.
Exactly. So they still think that they destroyed it, but they really didn't.
Sounds a lot like a Star Trek kind of goofy time travel paradox thing.
It kind of is, but, honestly, I think the science fiction writing for Doctor Who. And Punchy and I mentioned this earlier, and I think we mentioned it on the show a little bit, that the new series of Doctor Who is written by fans of the original Doctor Who. And that's what the WWE needs to do! Bless you. Yes. Get the fans to write the show, and you'd be surprised. The ratings will skyrocket.
Now, Western Echo, all they did was explain why Gallifrey ended up in the pocket universe to begin with.
Exactly.
But you didn't know that it was in the pocket universe.
That's true.
Until you saw the picture of the moment frozen in time.
Very true.
But they didn't explain what that meant until... Oh, that's right. You know what? That's right. The Tenant special, the one where he... ...edited into Matt Smith.
Yes.
That's right. They did. They did say that in there.
Yes. And, you know, I geeked out when you saw all 13 doctors. I did. I geeked out. I was like, wow.
All 13 TARDISes?
All 13.
Did you get a sci-fi boner?
No, not a sci-fi boner. But, it was something that, you know, it was written for the fans. Because the fans have always asked for something like this. And they love seeing the past incarnations of the doctors get together and do a special like this. But what I also like is that they tied it into the episodes.
Yep.
And they also concluded with tying it into the new Christmas special, too.
And don't forget the stuff with the humble curator at the end.
Yes, the fourth doctor. Wow, what the hell did he just put in there?
Punchy doing DDP yoga.
And for those that are watching on Ustream, I'll just put the chat room up so you can see it.
He's still pretty limber for a big guy.
Yeah, Punchy, good job, man.
He doesn't have a beard,
though.
That's
a good job.
We need to beard that guy up.
I'm posting an artist's rendering of Red Sox in chat now.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let me throw that up there here.
I got a stupid Google. Once every while, you'll try to copy the link for the image, and it'll give this whole gigantic data stream.
Usually
it happens on the first copy and paste, and then you do it again, and it's the actual image link because fuck Google. But here's an artist's rendering of Red Sox.
And there you go. It's
okay, can somebody explain to me does he look like Scott Summers, or does he literally have one hideous big eye? What's going on here?
He's getting a surgery where there's some fluid behind his eye, so he's going to have one working eye.
Okay, well that makes it funnier now, cuz I thought maybe he looked like Scott Summers.
Western Echo just said Billie Piper needs to have her jaw rearranged. Yeah. So something was a little bit off about her. I'm glad she came back for the 50th anniversary, which was pretty cool. I was kind of hoping that Stephen Moffat and the other producers of the show would really kiss Christopher Eccleston's ass to get him back to do the special. I think that would have been really cool.
I don't think he was going to anyway, because
he wasn't, and Stephen Moffat knew, but he was fighting to get Eccleston back, and he just knew just the damage was done between the former producers and him, you know.
Yeah. I
like how they tied it to his doctor. I kind of wish that he would have caved in and just been there for the last couple of seconds to do the regeneration.
Yeah. Or hey, at the very, or they could have put him in there too, because he's part of that arc too.
Well, they did put him in for he was one of the first doctors that showed up.
No, I mean like put the character in more of the movie. They could have done that too.
Well, and that's what I was I was really kind of hoping that that's what they would have done, because that would have been awesome seeing all four of them instead of just the three of them. And I think that's originally what Stephen Moffat wanted, but because of all the bad blood between him and the former producers and the BBC, that it just kind of went, all right, well, we need to adapt this and just get rid of one of the characters, you know? I did like how they did it, though. I like how they kept the continuity right. They, you know, they didn't really change a lot. I was kind of hoping that they would have started it right from where the season left off, but they really didn't.
And then, you know, you had Tennant and Matt Smith had really good like dialogue together.
Oh yeah, the on-screen chemistry between the two was just fantastic.
They're going to have a dual starring role in a movie together.
One day, you never know.
But I they made the joke about what his sand shoes, they called it, like his you know, his shoes. But then he called Matt Smith's doctor Chinny.
Yeah.
That's pretty racist.
I know, right?
No, it's because Matt Smith has a huge chin.
But that was the thing. They had these little quips and jokes about the two of them as the doctor. But I loved how their on-screen interaction and going back and forth and doing the same movements, it was perfect. Yeah, I don't think you could have gotten any better than that, really. I'm sure there's other stories down the line that they can do. But I loved it. There probably are a little bit of side notes that I can, you know, if I go back and watch it and pay close attention, I can raise questions. I know Western Echo had mixed feelings on it, which perfectly fine.
Hey, perfectly and here's fine. Something for you. Remember when the war doctor said that his body was wearing a bit thin?
Yeah.
That is actually what the first doctor said before regenerating to the second doctor.
Yep.
So that's a little Easter egg that was thrown in there.
Yep. All right. We got to go on break. When we come back, Dark Fox, you're going to stick around, right?
Sure. Why not?
Sweet.
I don't know how much I give to the Doctor Who chat, but whatever.
No,
yeah,
don't
I've got
worry
nothing,
about it.
So
no.
I'll just twiddle my thumbs over here.
The Doctor Who chat, that was it. That was it.
The Who? Okay.
Yeah, the Who. Yeah, pretty much. Do the snore. Yeah, there you go. I kind of want to work it out with Royce and Maria and a couple of others that love Doctor Who if we can do a recap of the Doctor Who special, which I think would be really cool. So I'll have to work on that. That'll probably be just a pre-recorded podcast or whatever, but... Hey, I loved it. But when we come back, we do have the Dumbass of the Week. I got a couple of wonderful, stupid people to bring into the news. And also, for the three of you, since you're all here, did you guys hear about how peanut butter and jelly is racist?
It is pretty racist.
Well, we're going to get into that as soon as we come back from the break. So you're listening and or watching, if you're on Ustream, to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back, I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God. What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug of covered blood.
Danny Havoc.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not as painful as that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to CZWrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune into More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne through the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the apocalypse.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We're kicking ass, taking names. Sorry for any problems on your screen.
It doesn't matter.
Got some booze traveler. Yeah. That's what I love about doing this show. I can play music for, you know, a little bit. We can come back and have a great time. That's what we do. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Join us in the chat room. If you have to leave, download TuneIn. Look us up on TuneIn. You can listen to us on your mobile phone. It's awesome.
And then they got to crash their car. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, no, you can plug it into your radio now and a whole bunch of other good stuff, so you can bring More Like Radio with you. Let's see. We need a new Daytime Divas commercial. I think we should make one. I think we should make one for the girls. What do you guys think? I think we should make one.
I agree. No, I got a line for you. Hold on. One here, two ladies from Lesson Love, formerly do a Thursday morning show that's now can be at any time, depending on when both are free. Listen to dates less frequently than it used to be, but still more frequently than the Fifth Circle.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. yeah, so sorry for the Ustream. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on with it. Ever since I guess I updated my operating system, the Ustream really hasn't been working that well. So I might have to look into other outlets for the video stream. But
it's been so bad, even Fox News was doing a bit about how bad it was down and not.
Yeah,
it's like an Obamacare site. Like I'm just getting taunted here.
By the way,
yes.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
That happens.
Yeah, it does. Give us a call if you want to join in any of the conversations. 860-506-5312. Again, the number is 860-506-5312. And, you know, if we like your contribution to the show, we won't make fun of you. Bullshit.
Well, that's still going to happen.
Excuse me. You know, I think I'm getting a cold.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so yeah, come on into the chat room. Daytime Divas is up right after us, so yeah, I really think we should do a commercial for them. What do you think?
What do you think it should be?
I don't know. I kind of like Punchy's line. Maybe Dark Fox, can you do that in your British accent?
Give me a script and I'll hammer it out in the British accent.
Sweet!
You don't want any gay stuff again. I'm trying.
No.
Gayness.
Daytime Divas is more for the stay-at-home people.
Oh, the white zombie mom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they do love Walking Dead. So, you know,
I met the moms that drink all the wine and just walk around like zombies.
The Stepford Wives.
Exactly.
There you go. So yeah, I think we should do a new Daytime Diva commercial, and I think we should have it like what Punchy said, where they can go live whenever they want. So there's no set day.
I think Stepford Wives is inaccurate, because in order to be a Stepford Wife, you have to be trainable. I think we've all established.
They're
completely untrainable.
Definitely. Well, now wait a minute. That's not true. Marianne has learned how to do some editing of the shows over the last year. So I'm kind of impressed with her on that.
I noticed that you had to make it a total visual reference lesson, though, by the way.
I know.
She's a very visual woman. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know. and let's face it, Kitty was now taught how to talk in the right side of the microphone, not the back side of the microphone. So
that's right.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh my
no,
God.
But
he was kidding.
But at the same time, JC, wow, JT caught hell for doing the same exact thing. So yeah.
Well, he's a redneck. He's got a pass.
Yeah. No, he really doesn't. No.
He grew up in a 3-bedroom outhouse. Okay,
you got to remember when I first started doing the Sully Show. Almost 8 years ago now. So I'm coming up to 10 years. Wow, my God, where's the time gone? When I first started, I always had this broadcast mic, so I always sounded clear and happy-go-lucky and free. JT was using a headset microphone, kind of like 360 on 420 was using. And, you know, they upgraded and so on and so forth. And I told JT, sooner or later, you know, you're going to have to upgrade your equipment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I have a mixer board. I'm like, how long have you had the mixer board? He's had it for a while. He used it with all his music stuff. I'm like, why aren't you using it for the show?
Mixers are more for the mixing instruments and voice. It's just for mixing voice well. Come on now.
I know. So now, you know, now he's got everything upgraded, and he does listen to the show from time to time when he's not working, because, you know, he deals with phone calls and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard for him to be a part of the show all the time. But the good thing is we always have, you know, JT in a box.
Sound check!
So we've got him on the show no matter what. Just like we have D. You know, I mean, you know, we've got... I still got to put her snorts in here, but...
Screw you guys. I'm going to get heroin with my mom.
I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
How bad is it that her biggest contribution comes for sound bites?
I have a box of super-sized purple Sharpies. Oh, and they're penis-shaped.
That would make any guy cream.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think she should start doing phone sex if she ever gets fired from her job. Except she might snort during it and be like totally to turn off. Like,
yeah,
that's
probably true. Western Echo just put Dark Fox running away from gay things is like Hitler entering the mass murderer anonymous help program.
Hate you all so much.
I just got a text here. What
Dark Fox? There's a picture there of someone who will console you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, look at this. Your boy's dressing like Maddox now, so shut up.
Wow, too many pictures that I can't even put it on the video stream.
And Dark Fox, no, he's not, because the shirts actually fit.
Oh.
Unlike Maddox,
who wears
things.
Are you two just gonna jizz off on each other's faces and call it a day?
I think they are. Let me show you that picture.
I think we know your finishing moves,
there
both
you
of you.
Hang on one second here.
Yeah, it's just named the same thing as Val Venus's.
Val Venus. I remember Val Venus. Is he still wrestling, or is he pretty much semi-retired, or what's going on?
Isn't he like an agent now?
He's doing shoot interviews these days.
I'm sure he is. So let's get into a few things. We do have some serious topics to talk about.
Oh.
You know, like why peanut butter and jelly is a racist sandwich. Do you know why peanut butter and jelly is a racist sandwich?
I don't, but I feel like you're going to tell me.
Okay.
Because dancing bananas are for Puerto Ricans.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, way at, way at, way at, way at.
Where you go, where you go, where you go.
Dark Fox, do you know why peanut butter and jelly is considered racist?
I don't understand why peanut butter and jelly is racist, because if it's racist, then I've been eating racist sandwiches pretty much all month.
Oh, we have a call. We're going to answer this call. Hello, you're on the Sully Show. Maybe. Hello.
Maybe we should say in Spanish.
Hello.
¿Cómo estás? Es el Sully Show.
Is that Danielle?
Hello, guys.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Look, she's on the
I'm
show
stuck
today.
At work.
You're stuck at work?
Yeah.
Stupid work. But hey, at least you're calling into the show. What's up?
Nothing much. How was your week?
Well, I'm still hyper from the last week. We did some filming and stuff like that. By the way, check out my YouTube channel, Accidental Punch Productions. You'll see some new videos coming up and
nice.
All that other good stuff. So yeah, the busy week. We miss you. We wish you were.
I know. I missed you, too. I'll be back next week.
Good, because we have an interview next week.
Oh, yeah. Don't we have that guy?
Yes.
The funny one?
We will have Brian O'Sullivan on the show.
Awesome.
Spells his last name just like me and no relation. Go figure. Mm. So, yeah, he'll be on the show, and he'll be he'll actually be with video. So that'll be cool. He won't just be calling in. He'll be using Skype, and maybe he'll perform some songs for us, which will be pretty cool.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think it would be, too.
Are you stoned? You sound stoned.
No, I'm not. I'm working.
Are you underneath, like, your desk talking, like, real soft? Because you have, like, that really, like, soft, almost like the Sharpie phone sex thing we heard a few minutes ago.
Okay, so apparently Adam has video cameras in my work.
Damn, I'm good.
Which I find a little creepy.
Hey. If two friends can't stalk each other from different states, I don't know. I don't want to live in this country if we can't do that.
You know, he's got a point.
I just
Adam,
have to
I would always let you stalk me.
She wants me to stalk her more than you. So
I mean, you got the video camera equipment to do it. I would just have a at best an iPhone to hold up in a creepy, weird way in the window. You would have like a production crew set up with like effects and like explosions if you were stalking her.
Night vision. Night vision. It's amazing.
Oh, I love you guys.
It's amazing what you can come up with night vision. Just saying.
That's why I haven't cut that tree down outside my window.
All right. Giggity.
All right. All right. I'm out of here.
Bye, Danielle. Thanks Bye. For calling
Bye,
in.
Bye, guys. You're welcome. I'll see you next week.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye. Well, now we know the phone works.
That's good.
Just saying. Just saying. Oh, my God. Is that an old Ryback picture in the chat room?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
That's Skip Sheffield, the cowboy.
So yeah, you know, we've got peanut butter and jelly is racist. And Dark Fox, you were saying that you don't understand why it's racist.
I don't understand. I read it and I still don't understand why it's racist.
I honestly, I don't know either. But apparently, according to one of the articles that JT posted on the Sully Show Facebook page, is that it's because in some cultures they don't eat sandwich bread.
So then wouldn't a Reuben also be racist?
Would a turkey sandwich be racist? I mean, what is every sandwich be racist?
Pretty much.
I don't understand the racist part. Like, is it? I can understand if it was a watermelon and chicken sandwich. That would be pretty racist. Hashtag.
Honestly, is this the really racist?
Holy shit.
What?
Like, that's awesome. Is this the world we live in now where like everybody's got to find something new to be racially upset about? Like, I don't understand.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You know,
is Pepe Le Pew sexist?
Yeah. Hey, he's black and white.
Oh, he's sexist because he's, you know, treats women like nothing, like they're
he's a womanizer.
Disposable pleasures.
Yeah, he's a womanizer.
Exactly.
So I guess that makes him sexist.
Technically, you could probably call Pepe Le Pew a rapist, too.
He is.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's always trying to get that cat and do stuff to her.
I know.
No means no. It's clearly by the law, he is raping that cat.
Sexual harassment, people.
Exactly, in the workplace.
But yet,
so does that mean that the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, that's a racist thing? Constantly.
No, that is, I'm going to call that the Bloods and the Crips.
I want to know is, like, what about like, the Little Mermaid? Why don't they have mermaid accessible ramps built and everything? That's obviously some kind of, you know, ethnic or gender or race type ism on that one. But
I see your point on it.
Peanut butter and jelly. So can you explain more how this became a racial thing? Because I don't want to be labeled a racist for my love for PB&J. I'm just saying.
Well, I agree with you, dude. Because I grew up on peanut butter and jelly. I always brought peanut butter and jelly to school for lunch just about every day. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They're tasty, especially with grape jelly. Marvelous.
Well, now, maybe it's racist if it's blackberry jam now or blackberry jelly. Is that racist? Or is it racist
Dark
because
Fox.
Peanut butter was invented by a black guy? Is that racist? I don't understand it. Why are we putting something a black guy invented on bread and smearing it? That's racism. Now I see.
Like if it was watermelon jelly, I guess I could sort of kind of come around a little bit on this, but...
The biggest thing, okay, especially according to this article, and for those that are posting wonderful peanut butter and jelly pictures in the chat room like Dark Foxes, I'm going to post the link to the article that we're actually reading in the chat room, and... You know, the thing is, this principal, Vernice Gutierrez, I hope I pronounced
that. Oh, I know. Never mind. You just said the name.
Exactly.
¿Cómo estás?
From Harvey Scott K-8 school. Okay,
that's the name
Portland.
Of the school?
Harvey
that's a
Scott,
long title.
Yeah.
K-8 school.
Harvey Scott K-8 in Portland says that, you know, you would think that it's a seemingly innocent example a teacher used in a lesson last school year, but... What about the Somali and Hispanic students who might not eat sandwiches?
First of all, some of these kids that come from these countries, the third world, they'll eat anything. They'll eat their parents. Don't give me they won't eat a sandwich in Somalia. They will literally eat their fingers. They will pull, like, They're like a sock, and they would just eat their own leg. So I don't want to hear they won't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Here's the other thing. They left that place because that place sucked.
Yeah.
I don't care where they immigrated to, wherever the fuck it is, but they left the place they came from because it sucked. So stop fucking living your life by the place that you fled.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Mexico was so great. Why are you here? Well, it's complicated.
To go on, okay, aside from, you know, what about the Somali and Hispanic students, another way, this is quoting, another way would be to say Americans eat peanut butter and jelly. Do you have anything like that? Let them tell you. Maybe they eat torta or pita. Now, I'm all for peanut butter and jelly on pita bread. However, it doesn't taste good.
No.
It's pita bread. Ugh. It's a different process of being made. It's pita bread is made for cold cuts. But I guess you could probably say that sticking ham on a pita bread is racist too.
Yeah.
Or sacrilegious against some religion.
Look at all the Jewish people that don't eat, you know, certain things and different religions. Oh my God. You know what?
Yeah.
It's called variety. You don't have to eat it. Oh my God, in America we have a freedom to eat whatever sandwich we damn well please. No crap.
No crap.
It's going to get to the point where everything's going to have to be so ridiculous that, like,
yeah.
I'm just going to move to Canada and become a Canadian citizen because it's getting ridiculous.
I don't think Dark Fox will approve.
Why?
You know what? I'm all for that because we've got a lot of places up north that no one will live except Indians, so by all means, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go up there, learn hockey. And drink some Molson.
According to this, the Tribune noted that the school started the new year with intensive staff trainings, frequent staff meetings, classroom observations, and other initiatives to help.
So it sounds it's just a chance to spend money.
Yeah.
That they don't have.
Yeah.
Fantastic. No, absolutely. I mean, schools are underfunded as it is. Let's just waste money on something that literally should be addressed when it's brought to someone's attention that it's a problem by saying, "Get the fuck out of my face."
Pretty much. Pretty
I think
much.
Judge Judy should weigh in on this one.
You know,
what would Judge Judy
do?
The
other thing is, okay, I think we got Punchy back. Punchy
yes,
back?
Yes,
sweet. Punchy's
Jim
back.
Cornette can weigh in on this. Here you go.
Here you go, Jim. the other thing that they have here is with the initiatives, these things were all to help, and this is strictly from the article here, all right? This is all to help educators understand their own, quote, white privilege, end quote, in order to change the teaching practices to boost minority students' performance.
Oh, my God. Fuck off. If you can't cut the mustard, then fail. Sorry. If you can't handle it, then fucking fail. I remember when I was in school, we did social studies, and you guys have a lot of different kinds of racism down there. Up here, mostly the racism centers around Indians. And we had an Indian in our class that refused to learn anything in social studies because she thought that it was white-influenced social studies. And you know what our teacher did? He failed her. He told her to her face he was going to fail her, told her to get out of his classroom. He never once got in trouble either. Good. Fuck her.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're not going to do the work, don't bother. You're wasting your time and everybody else's time.
Exactly.
You know, the education today is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Because of No Child Left Behind.
And that, you know, it's not even just that.
Oh,
it's everything.
Bring everyone in the classroom down to the level of the stupidest kid who has a parent who doesn't care about them. Mm-hmm. So now let's take all the 40 students I have and make them the same level. And why do you think we went from being number one in so many categories 50 years ago and 40 years ago to being dead last in half these categories to third world countries?
Yep.
I think George Carlin said it best. He said, first they did the Head Start program, and then years later, No Child Left Behind. Well, someone's losing some fucking ground here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I remember that was what they did before No Child Left Behind. They did the they did the Head Start program.
Red Sox, I love the racist Sully show. but you know what? We're not racist. We're not being racist. We're actually being realistic.
We are the real Americans.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
And Canadian.
And Canadians. We are the real North Americans. Yes.
I said this before when we were on Markout Radio. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-fucking stupid. And that's exactly what this conversation is. It's anti-stupid.
It is. Especially being, you know, if you go down a little bit in the article that they quoted from the Tribune here, okay, they said that this principal completed a week-long seminar called Coaching for Educational Equity. Okay, fine, great. But it's a program, the Tribune says, focuses on race and how it affects life. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's because they're trying to make a dumb republic for the people actually running things around here.
Are you sure? Because I think they're just adding fuel to the fire. Listen.
Yeah, I thought the whole point was we're all supposed to be trying to be equal, not trying to create more divisions here.
Exactly.
That was my Alex Jones.
I know that was your Alex Jones. Okay. Well, you didn't have to explain it. It's okay. I knew it.
I was confused. I thought he sat on his balls.
Hi, guest 347505. That just sounds really long. If you click on your username at the top, you can change it to whatever you want. And thank you for saying that we're having a great show today. Thank you very much for that.
Why do we differentiate our guests as if they're like prisoner numbers?
I have no.
Because they have to change it, and then they get identities if they want.
It's Nikki.
It's Nikki? Oh, okay.
I don't know which Nikki.
I'm going to guess the same Nikki that we both know?
I know a lot of Nikki's. It might be.
Is this the Nikki that I met Myrtle Beach in 2001 at that one bar I was wicked drunk on? Just type in yes or no.
Care to explain that one?
I can't divulge that information. That's the classify for another 10 more years.
Oh, okay. You know, I just don't understand why they have to teach these things that are, I'm sorry, to be honest, these type of things are racist. Because I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, orange, purple, from another planet.
Canadian,
sure, why not?
Canadian.
You know, a wrestling fan, a cartoon fan. I don't care who you are. We're all the same people.
We're all fucked. So just deal with it.
We're all equally stupid.
I do not hate anyone. I don't. That's not true. I hate Justin Bieber. I hate Michael Bay.
And Dark Fox hates people who poison the well as far as plugging books on shows.
Yes, he does.
Still not a poll. but you know, there's no reason for anybody to say that somebody eating a sandwich is racist against the other kids in the class. It's a freaking sandwich.
Do you know what's racist?
And it tastes good.
You know what's racist? Saying that in the first place was racist.
Exactly. It
is.
You're
trying to make something out of nothing to create division, and you need to be beaten with a blunt object until you start thinking for yourself or die.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I mean, why bring it up? Especially after all these years.
I mean, you gotta remember, is Oregon really that diverse? I mean, let's be real. Is that the state we want to talk about diversity at? With the only people that really are of any kind of minority are probably the people that come up there to, I don't know, work the fields of whatever they're growing up there at some point during season.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure they're not the one to be able to tell us how to live. And, you know, here's the thing. All of our forefathers and grandfathers and everything like that migrated to this country, whether it's, you know, Canada, wherever you want to come from, Europe, however they came.
Canada?
Yeah, we'll go like Canadians are from Canada. Europe. They're from different areas.
Yeah, yeah.
So they all came here and they all, like, worked hard to learn the language, learn this, learn that, and everything. Why are we letting people come here now and making it easier for them? It's like we're going to have 42 languages on a menu to go through. And I've been to a dozen different countries, and they don't have stuff geared for, you're American? Oh, you're Spanish?
Yeah.
No, if you don't know the language, you're ass out.
Absolutely.
That's exactly it. If you ever go to France, there's no fucking menus in English. And actually, if you ask someone in France to talk to you in English, they treat you like shit, and rightly so.
Definitely.
That's how it is over there. the only places that are like in English for the most part are like a lot of big time tourist areas that they know a lot of people are from English speaking areas are going to come. Other than that, they don't care.
Now, this is a true story, okay? I know a lot of people that actually went to France for vacation or went during school trips in high school and everything. And if you did not know how to at least say one thing in French, they ignored you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Big time.
And over there. Fuck, they do that in Quebec up here, for God's sakes.
See, now, good example, especially with you, Dark Fox, okay? I know French, but I was taught...
So do I.
But I was taught the European French, so the dialect is a little different.
Oh, and you're also taught proper French. You're not taught slang words and stuff like I can't remember what show we talked about this on, but basically, if you want to learn any language, the first words you should learn in any language are the swear words.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you can fit in with anybody.
Yeah. You know, so when Christy and I go up to Drummondville, because that's where a lot of her aunts and uncles live, you know, they're all speaking French. I can catch some words. But they also they talk so fast that I can't catch it right away. I have to go.
Plus, they're also talking slang the way we talk slang.
Right, exactly, and you know it helps. But I have to have her cousins or her dad translate for me because they're talking so fast that I can't pick it up. But you go to France, ooh.
You really got to immerse yourself in that. I even learned French, and going over there, I had to be there almost a full week before I could finally keep up.
Yeah.
And I was speaking it every day for hours a day, so it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. Being said, you do it not only because that's how you fit in and that's how you adapt, but it's also fucking showing respect.
Absolutely. You know, for me, I would say I would learn the term... I don't speak the language very well. Do you speak English? And if as long as you try, then they'll help you.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. If you say, listen, if you learn the phrase, I'm sorry, I can't speak your language well, but I'll try if you can't speak English, they usually let you slide and aren't dicks about it.
Yeah.
But,
and then they'll speak English to you because a lot of the countries know English.
Oh, they teach it. It's their,
that's their second language. And they are very... tight on it, very tight on it. But they're gonna speak their native language first.
Of course, as they should. You know, you shouldn't expect anyone to learn your language and vice versa.
Exactly.
I mean, people come to this country and we get all upset because they're not speaking English, whether they're next to you in line or they're talking to you, and you get all enraged. It's the same way when you go over to another country. I mean, try. You know, make the effort.
But then they turn it into a racial thing.
Yeah,
and there's no need for it. Listen,
you're the asshole because you won't learn their fucking language.
Exactly.
How many languages do you know, at least that I know of right now? How many more fucking languages do you need to know? What do you need to be fucking Cesaro? That you need to know 8 languages in order to make it?
But you know what? For Cesaro's case, that's okay because, you know, he's not from here.
Well, also, like in his case, he's from a country where there's like 3 different languages used.
And he's surrounded official by a bunch of different countries. Regular. All speak different languages.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're European, it behooves you more to learn different phrases because of Europe is so diverse with its languages.
Sure.
And you're it's kind of like the U.S. I mean, picture if every state had a different language here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard. Here in the we have kind of advantage. Mexican, you got people that are from Mexico.
Yep.
They know English for the most part. Some of them. Obviously Canada, they know English.
Yeah.
Most of them know English and everything. So it's not that big of a deal because we don't deal with it day to day, but yeah, definitely. I still peanut butter and jelly. Racism. I can't,
I just don't know
I'm just going to wear a PB&J shirt and everything. Just walk around and support it.
I don't know why that in the year 2013, almost the year 2014, where now we're bringing in food as some type of racial stereotype. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, everybody makes the jokes of the fried chicken and the watermelon. But you know what? I know people who are black and African-American or half black and half white. And they have no problem with that joke. That they love fried chicken and watermelon. It's just the way it is.
It depends on the context and how you talk to somebody. Because I have friends that I can joke around with and be pretty – if you were to hear it, you would be offended by what we say back and forth. But we're friends. We realize that it's a joke, and we're going to take it, embrace it, and have fun with it. And they can make white jokes, and I don't get offended because it's funny. It's funny. You know, they could do it. They're not doing it in a malicious way. But I think we've lost our sense of humor in this country, especially. It's either shock factor or everything is racist.
Yeah. Dennis makes a good point here. He says, if you go to France and expect to speak English, that's twice the insult. Firstly, you aren't respecting the country by at least trying to learn. Secondly, you should know that they specifically hate the English and everything English speaking to begin with. And it's true. They do. They do.
It's true.
But as a sign of respect, because let's face it, you can go on vacation there. Well, guess what? You're in their country. They're not going to bend over backwards to help you.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
You know?
That being said, with the French, had the English-speaking countries not got involved, your ass would be speaking German right now.
Very true.
So have a little respect in the fact of, we might have bailed you out once or twice last time I checked.
Red Sox makes another good point. Go ahead, Dark Fox. Sorry.
No, no, that was me.
Okay, Punchy. Oh. Sorry.
When he says the English, I think he means like England. So in our language,
they hate Americans.
They
despise Americans.
They are not very friendly to Americans.
Yeah, that too. But
we only save their ass. But hey.
Well, if you think about it, though, a lot of Americans aren't really that fond of the French either. So, which is ironic, because like France was the biggest ally during the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
I was going to say this about that. I've heard it numerous times, and I'm not taking, you know, issues with Sully for saying it, because I've heard it a lot, but saved your ass. It's always interesting to me. I mean, the war was already just about over, and, you know, you guys showed up 4 years late after millions of people died, but sure, saved your ass.
That wasn't between us.
Well, no.
My thing is, once it hits our doorstep, we're two large oceans away, and it hadn't hit our stuff. And everyone talks about like America. Oh, they get involved nowadays. Like America's getting involved in everything. If we really applied to that category, half the world wouldn't have been where it is now. Like we got involved, but
historically speaking, anyway.
But Europe was warring at that part. They had allies. We thought they had it under control. I mean, My aspect is control your backyard. If Canada gets out of hand, you know, if they suddenly decide they want to be like a world power of like Germany, I think America is like, all right, we're tasked. We'll take care of Canada and Mexico. I'm pretty sure we can handle that. But when you're in a country where there's like 28 major countries and one little country is massacring people, and you're like, no, we don't want to get involved. Let's massacre. Don't knock on Americans because we're not getting involved. When you have countless armies that could easily eliminate that problem.
Dennis makes another good point that in the 19th century civilized world, that the universal language was French.
Well, because they conquered a lot of it.
Exactly. At that point. You know, they had that whole kingdom, I guess you could say. You know, they had the land, they had the countries, they had the allies, you know. But that's also one of the reasons why with the Olympics, the two universal languages are English and French. It's just the way it is. You know, you would think Greek, but, you know, Greek is Greek.
They had their chance to be.
but it's not even that. It's just the fact that you have Greek. These different countries that when they come here, expect us to change our ways.
Yeah. Well, Greek, the Greek.
And I think it's just a mindset.
Yeah. The Greek people had their chance, but they were too busy perfecting butt fucking.
Too soon?
Too soon?
Nothing to do with Rome, but there, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Well, come on, let's face it. Greece did that too.
So they
invented butt fucking and democracy.
So we're pretty much all in agreement that peanut butter and jelly really is not racist.
Okay.
It's just the stupid idiots that make it that way.
What would you say is pretty racist?
No, it's not! No,
what would you say is pretty
Adam
racist?
Adam loves to racism,
if somebody
bro.
Pulled out a sandwich right next to you and it was a large group of people, say that we're all black, Spanish, whatever, and pulled out this sandwich and just kind of like opened it up and they had something, what would you like look at and go, that's clearly intended to be a racist kind of sandwich?
You're a racist sandwich.
Great comeback.
Honestly,
great promo there.
If there's, you know, for food wise, I can't think of anything that's
so
racist.
If somebody pulled out fried chicken, a pack of Newports out of their lunch, and watermelon, you wouldn't think that's racist?
To each his own. To each his own. Seriously, to each his own. I think the only food that anybody would ever consider racist would be an Oreo cookie.
That's a mulatto. It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's both worlds.
It's not racist. It supports desegregation.
Yeah, it supports desegregation, but it makes the white the minority. Well, just saying. Think about it.
Now, real actually, we had a good run, I'd say.
Honestly, there's no food that is it's not racist. You know, if somebody comes up to me with a burrito and says, "Hey, this is pretty good," I'll go, "All right." It's not for me, but go for it.
It'd be racist if we were all eating like a nice dinner, a turkey dinner, and then you invited your friend Jose over and gave him a burrito instead of the turkey.
That's racist because that's a racist action.
Right.
We figure, oh, you're not going to like the turkey, so here's a bean burrito for you.
Right.
Yeah. That's racist because that's a racist action.
Wait. Can we call him? Sorry.
What? Huh?
Can we call him Jose O.A.?
Jesus. Only if he has a little midget running around with him.
Hey, you leave Bo Dallas alone.
Oh, I'm sorry, little person. I don't want to be offensive to anyone.
Yes, don't
Jesus.
Be. Yeah, no.
It's midget. Fuck it.
All right.
Midget, fuck it. And Nodorf from 360 and 420 usually does.
Still not a poll.
Jesus Christ.
All right. We need to change gears and do this now.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well,
it's time for the Dumbass of the Week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
All right, it is that time where we take all those more stupid people in the world and we make fun of them even more with the Dumbass of the Week. It's that one special person, that one genius in the world. Yeah, just does something so incredibly stupid that he's labeled the Dumbass of the Week for this week. And if you want to participate in the Dumbass of the Week, by all means, send us an email with an article or a video that you might have seen on YouTube or Break.com or any of the other video sharing websites that are out there. Tell us your name or your screen name and send it to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we will use it for the show. I have no problem doing that. I hate picking them. This is the listener interaction part of the show. And if you ever want to chime in, call us. It's okay. We can do that. We can do that. But send us an email. It's the easiest way to do it. So we can click it, read it, and I can share it with everybody when we're live on the air. So this week, this week's a doozy, guys. This week doesn't really say where it's from, but this happened.
We'll go Florida.
Sure, who knows? We'll throw out Florida. Why not? It's usually where it is. But this one is quite interesting. Actually, this is from the UK.
Oh.
This is from the UK.
Across the pond, huh?
Yeah, across the pond. A burglar asks the homeowner to call the police after getting stuck in their bathroom window.
Oh, man.
Go.
That is...
Title alone, just go.
I bet he was really, like, polite about it, though, considering it's in, like, England. Jolly, oh, good fun. Could you go ahead and call the police? Yep. I seem to get myself in a nicker.
Hey, Punchy looks like Kilroy in that shot. Hey,
I can't see Punchy's lips. I just see beard.
I'm like in front of the microphone.
It looks like you're. Oh, there you go. I was like, hey, looks...
I like how he's got to lift his head up over the lower thirds. It's awesome. Someone take a screen capture of that. Anyway, so the not so stealthy intruder attempted to break into a house in Hull by squeezing himself through the window.
Oh, no.
He became trapped and was discovered more than an hour later. When the owner of the house he was trying to break into went into the bathroom around 5:30 in the morning.
Shit.
You know, I'd have taken a huge dump and just let them just like be stuck there and just let them simmer the aroma. Like, there you go. That's gonna cost you.
This is the consequence for getting stuck and trying to break
in. I had burritos last night and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's racist. Come on now.
He's like, I have bready stuff, so it's gonna be a while and it's gonna be smelly.
I had curry last night. Yeah. Move.
Did you bring the paper with you? I need something
to
read.
And it was bean curry, too, so you might want to plug that nose. Oh, your hands are stuck. Never mind, then.
Humberside police arrived, and the man...
Humberside.
That's the name. Humberside police arrived, and the man readily admitted he was trying to break into the house when he became trapped into the window. So at least he acknowledged that he was being stupid and trying to break in. So kudos to him on that one, since, you're stuck in the window to begin with. He has since been arrested and taken into custody. Earlier in the year, a bonehead burglar was caught when his fingerprints were found on an open champagne bottle.
Insult to injury.
Insult to injury. First the champagne bottle, and now the bathroom window.
Usually you toast the heist after and in another location that you've successfully done, not during. I mean, I feel like that's an American thing to do, like a celebration touchdown dance, like right there in their face. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to drink your champagne.
Yeah, you want
a little bubbly.
Want some bubbly? Just pop the cork there. Thank you.
Pop the cork.
Daryl Shaw lifted thousands of pounds worth of computers from a school in Kent, but couldn't resist a swig of fizz when he saw it in the fridge before escaping. Wow.
Well, no shit.
I can't even wait. I still can't believe that the British actually have police that can actually use thumbprints and everything like that to identify fingerprints.
Oh, now, come on.
Aren't they like 50 years behind in technology?
No.
Seriously.
Dude, they have Doctor Who.
They have handguns half the time. They walk around with like billy clubs and everyone's all polite and shit. Like, hey, did you just rob that? Yeah, I did.
What are they still going after Jack the Ripper too?
Huh?
Jesus. That's racist. Holy
That's
shit.
Racist.
What is?
Listen,
because they're not emptying clips of entire semi-automatic weapons into a boat that has a suspected vigilante in there. Somehow they're bad? What the fuck? I understand it's not the American way not to go in someplace and shoot before even realizing what the fuck you're shooting at, but holy shit.
Hey, the American way has worked for us pretty well.
America.
It's working so awesomely. We can't even build websites anymore, apparently.
We haven't figured out socialized medicine yet. We're going to call Canada up and see how that's
going.
Yeah,
the only ones that haven't figured it out. Everyone else has it. What the hell?
I mean, we don't want to wait 9 months to get treated, though, in Canada. It's like, oh, yeah, you've got cancer? Yeah, come back in 3 years on the wait. Yeah, sure.
I love how that comes out because my cousin had breast cancer and she's done her chemo and it's been 3 months since she was diagnosed. So
there you go.
I love how
that
works.
That's a good one then.
I also went to go get stitches in my arm because I had a big gash in my arm. I went to go get stitches. I was back at work within an hour and guess how much money it cost me?
Nothing.
$0.
How much do you pay in taxes?
I pay less in taxes than my buddy in Virginia does.
Dude, the U.S. is like one of the highest taxed.
No shit. Yeah, but we have more stuff. We have more stuff than that kind of gets regulated.
And that's the problem.
Except medicine.
Well, if you kind of want like roadways and bridges and all that stuff that we drive across and develop and everything, you kind of need all that stuff.
I should not have to pay six.
We also have snow removal on top of that.
I should not have to pay $6.75 to cross the Verrazano Bridge.
Damn right.
Hey, that's what happens.
America.
You see, I could move to Canada, but it would have to be Toronto, which is just basically, America land in Canada.
America land.
America land.
Toronto and Calgary, they're America land.
So by the way, the fingerprints were spotted on the bottle, and that landed him a year in jail.
That's it?
Yeah,
pussy.
A year in jail. That's our dumbass of the week for this week. If you have a dumbass, by all means, send it to us to dumbass@thezullyshowonline.com. Guys, this is a great show today.
It was pretty good.
I only had two things to talk about.
There were some high points and there were some low points.
Do you see that? He's punching. He's pointing at Punchy.
Why you got to drop dimes like that?
Because I like throwing people.
You know what? I'm not getting you
bus.
PB&J for Christmas now.
I don't need PB&J.
I was the low point. All right, guys.
Hey, wait a minute. That's racist. Shit. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Great show?
Yeah, great show. Great show. After us is Daytime Divas. I was kind of hoping Marianne would pop in and maybe call in before, you know, plug her show. But, you know,
maybe she's getting plugged right now before the show. It's possible.
Well, I mean, Dark Fox is part of Lust and Love. So,
you know, so technically.
He kind of helps out with that, right? Right, Dark Fox? Right?
Helps? Well.
Not so much.
No.
I would like to think I do, but.
More accurate.
Maybe.
I fill their quota.
Yeah, there you go.
One penis quota per show.
They need an ambiguously gay person on the show, and I'm apparently that quota since Hammy quit.
Yeah, they've been lacking that since Hammy quit, so Dark Fox game.
he stepped up hungrily into that role.
I jumped over Punchy to get there. Just not a very easy task, no matter what it sounds like.
Which is the only show that Punchy is not allowed on.
Dark Fox hungrily backed into that role.
And Marianne's in the chat room. Yay!
Yay!
Marianne's there. Hi, Marianne. I miss calling into Daytime Divas on Thursdays. It was cool.
Western Echo, did you see what he wrote?
Yes, I did.
So wait, is the Two Thunder Cunts show coming up next? Hi, Marianne. Classic segue.
And Kitty's there too. Hi, Kitty.
Why is there cheese fries or gravy fries?
That's Putzen. That's Putzen. It's fries with gravy and cheese on it.
Jeez, that looks very American.
That's Canadian. That's Canadian.
Now it's make that cheese mozzarella fries, and it's
gravy and cheese curds.
Canadian.
Canadian cuisine. Oh,
hey, every time we go to Canada, we got to get a bag of the cheese. We have to because it's just, it tastes so much better.
I'm sure it does.
Red Sox says, great show, gentlemen. Thank you, guys. We're here live every Sunday noon to 2.
Mostly.
The last couple of weeks have been rough. But I had to see my niece, you know. I mean, come on. I don't get to see her very often. And she's my goddaughter, so, you know, I have to. And then, of course, I get to bash Joe for every time he says that my show is not live. So, you know, I get to rip into him on ham radio Tuesdays, 9 to 1. And coming up, Daytime Divas. After them is The Shoot at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, Dark Fox and his merry band of misfits on the Mark Out Radio Survivor Series post show.
Yeah, feel free to call in. Anyone wants to call in. And
I just might, depending on if I'm passed out or not.
I'll put my unitard on, and I'll call you.
Right on.
You'd be Hulk Hogan.
Don't.
Real American, man. Real American.
Just put your left hand to your chest and repeat after me. All right, that's why I'm stopping on that one.
Claudio Castagnoli.
Oh, that's right. Just going.
Another joke bites the dust.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Just saying. Oh, Punchy, I'm sorry. You're still here.
Dude, Punchy's like, I fucking hate you guys.
Yeah, honestly, it's very rare that I attack Punchy like this. It really is.
I think it was because Dark Fox came in the room and suddenly it up a notch.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's Dark Fox's fault.
Let's blame the Canadian.
All right.
Let's go with it.
You're to blame, dude.
Blame Canada.
Always blame the Canadians. A safe bet.
Especially, I love when everybody comes on the show. It's fun. We have a really good time.
Yeah, no, Terrence and/or Philip comes onto the show, and all of a sudden,
I have not farted once. Thank you very much.
Oh man!
Oh, you with your flapping head, relax.
All right, we gotta get out of here and make room for the ladies. So, Adam, go for it.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at PatriotPride80 or through the Sully Show.
Yeah, that's right. You can do that. And Punchy, go for it.
At CM.
At CM what? Say what?
At CM Punchy and on half the shows of this station.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why does it sound like you're ordering from a menu at McDonald's? Jeez.
It did sound like that a little bit.
I like Ellie. Donut.
Dark Fox! Since I don't have you on video, go for it.
At DarkFox001 on Twitter and PS3.
That's right. And of course, Mark Out Radio Sunday, tonight anyway, 11 to 12 for the Survivor Series post show. And Wednesdays, 11 to what? What is it? 11 to
1. And you actually hear the replay if the Daytime Divas weren't here.
That's right, right after our show. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. Go to @TheSullyShow. I'll even put it on the Ustream just because I can. It's right there. And, of course, you can always send us the dumbass to dumbass at TheSullyShowOnline.com. And we're here live every Sunday noon to 2. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheSullyShow, as well as More Like Radio on Facebook and at More Like Radio on Twitter. Yeah, guys, great show today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Later.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. Adam is going to wear a leotard.
Hells yeah.